Blog Talk.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you. Hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We're so glad that you could join us, and we're into a brand new 2011. Woohoo! I'm sure it's just going to be a fabulous, fabulous year. So there we go. And I see we have Mr. Jamie. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I am very well.
He's very well, doing well.
Hanging
in there. Oh, you're not even just hanging in there. You're thriving. He's just thriving.
Okay.
He's doing so well. There we go. It's all good. And, again, we have our wonderful Chiro Man. You go to ChiroMan.com. You can see all about Dr. Stephen Ward. He has the Ward Chiropractic Family Center in Long Beach, California. And we're just excited to have him. A little bit of housekeeping just to kind of let you guys know. Blog Talk Radio has changed their formats a little bit. So from now on, our shows are going to be a half hour long. So that's going to give us an opportunity to really focus in on maybe a couple different topics each show. And, again, if you guys want to call in, have any kind of questions, any kind of different information that you'd like to be passing on to any of us, the number, again, is 646-727-3206. Or you can go ahead and go into the chat room, which is at Transformation Cafe. Go ahead and follow the prompts in there, and I'll be keeping an eye on that with the switchboard. So, hey, Dr. Steve, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, happy new to all of us. We're just going to have, I keep hearing all kinds of wonderful things. We're looking through the internet, and just be, depending on which direction you want to go, it just seems like we're just moving into just a brand new energy and a brand new year that's just going to be bigger and better, and we just got a new momentum, which is exciting for everybody.
I believe that.
Yes, indeed.
It feels like
the best
year ever.
Cheers, cheers. Well, we'll get the glasses clinking on that. Okay, that sounds really good. Because, you know, we are in the cafe, so there you go. we'll get something passing around here so we can be drinking on it. That's good. Okay, so I had talked to Dr. Ward a couple days ago about the idea of the fact we're getting into the new year. We always have our New Year's resolutions. And I actually have been talking to a few people, and they were talking about New Year's declarations. Instead of having it be that resolution of something you're kind of resolving, thinking you've got a problem, you're just declaring these wonderful things that you want to be happening in your life. And along with that, I was thinking about how when people come to some levels of change, how there can be these ways of looking at it to where you're feeling driven, or do you want to be in more of a place of being in a flow manner of having things moving for you. And when I presented that to Dr. Ward, we just had all kinds of really wonderful conversations come up about the concept of, you know, what would it look like to be in a place where you're having the dynamics of being driven? So, Dr. Ward, you want to take off with that, and we'll see where that goes while we're sitting here at the table and talk about it.
Sure. Well, our research over the years has studied the driven behavior pattern quite extensively, and we find that when the spine deviates forward from normal, the person is very driven. And so the most severe case of driven behavior is when the spine is forward standing and sitting. And so people who are driven standing and sitting have severe forward curves, so they tend to have hip replacements and knee replacements and that type thing. So
when it seems like, you know, just as a culture, gosh, that's a pretty, I've heard at least 5 or 6 people recently who are getting these knee replacements, so that's very interesting.
Yes, it's relative to when the curvature of the spine is lost by the spine going forward, that means the body is going into an exhausted state. What a lot of people do when they begin to exhaust is they mentally overpush themselves. And when they mentally overpush themselves, then they begin to take energy from the stored reserves. And then over time, it really sets up a severe structural problem. Then, of course, knee problems and hip problems go hand in hand with the driven behavior pattern as someone gets older in life.
Yeah, but when it's like it's at the end of the day, you just kind of put it all down and let it go for the day. But you could tell the ones who just say, oh, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more here. Huh.
Yeah, that's the pattern. You know, most people who are driven, they are pushing themselves and they're trying to attain certain levels. But when they do attain the certain level, then most times they're setting a higher expectation. Which means they're really not celebrating what they are attaining. So it's important in the driven behavior pattern that, one, we realize that we don't have to push ourselves so hard and
mm-hmm.
that we don't want to push ourselves to the point that we're creating degenerative disease processes or structural problems such as knee deterioration or hip deterioration. But those things are very common with the driven behavior pattern and the forward mm-hmm. curvature of the spine.
So what would be like more of a subtler level that we're, with our listeners, being able to come from a place of like, before I get crazy here and I'm going to have to get some kind of major surgery, how would I know on a certain level that I am leaning forward, I am moving, you know, creating this, you know, misalignment within myself on a subtler level if I just be kind of conscious about it? What do you think would be ways we could tell about that?
Well, one way is just to look in the mirror and see if your head's dropping forward.
Okay.
You know, we see people all the time walking with their head down. I see young mm-hmm. people that are, you know, 16, 17 years of age walking with their head down all the time. So
mm-hmm.
that pattern is really coming from a driven behavioral pattern. And a lot of times the driven pattern is coming from a parent who's driven. And so
mm-hmm.
then they're pushing their child, and we see, you know, just that actually head-dropping aspect.
Okay.
Another thing would be people who are fetal sleeping, you know, who are sleeping on their side with their head down and legs up. They're commonly
mm-hmm.
going to be at least forward in the seated position pattern. And so the best way to look at it is just look in the mirror and see if the head is going forward to the hip when looking from the side. And if
okay.
it is, then that does indicate exhaustion. And exhaustion will continue to become more and more severe if we do not begin to realize that we need to slow it down, we need to nurture ourselves, we need to take care of ourselves, we need to realize that no one's more important, and that when we do make everything in life more important than ourselves, we are going to be set up with some health problems.
Okay, and then that, again, that all, you know, you start catching yourself in that fetal position at night, you know, hey, you want to stretch
right.
out a little bit and just say, like, oh, okay, not so much.
Yeah, and fetal position sleeping patterns are very harmful for
yeah.
people. They create terrible upper neck and neck and shoulder blade pain patterns. And another way to identify the most severe driven pattern is they tend to toe in. You know, when you look at people, they may be toeing out or toeing in with their feet. Well, people
uh-huh.
who are toeing in and their knees are flexing, they're likely to be going forward in a curve. Meaning
uh-huh.
If you're in a backward curve and you toe in and flex your knee, you'll fall. So if you've ever seen like a cerebral palsy person walking,
uh-huh.
they will toe in, their knees will bend, and they're really far forward in curve. So there
oh, wow.
are many
okay.
different ways to identify these curvature patterns and to then begin to realize that they come on from patterns of behavior that have passed on generationally, and that we take them on as if it's our burden to bear, and we really need to take a look at that, because that would indicate that there is a driven person in our history, and that is our reference, and that who is who we're using to really see where we are at in our life, and we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you also see that, like, in just a sense of your stride when you're walking?
Well, sure, you're going to, you know, it's a lot of times when you are driven like that, you can move pretty fast because your head and neck is moving you forward. So
you're falling. You keep falling and catching yourself, huh?
Well, a lot of times people will fall. And, and of course, falls are very damaging for so many reasons. So we really, you know, again, I think the key element is to take a look at what is driving us.
Right.
And why do we feel a need to push ourselves all the time? And at what point in that push have we done enough?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is we've never done enough, then we're in a misdirection over that issue.
Okay. One thing I was thinking of asking is, when it comes to whether it was more a father or mother, a dominant, is there seem to be more one than the other, or just it just doesn't necessarily matter? It's just basically a family dynamic?
Well, you know, you look at side view curve, and that really is where we're picking up the driven behavior, which calmly is coming from a female parent source. However, if you have, say, it's a female with a left curve and a forward curve, then it's coming, it would indicate that it's coming in through the father's side. So you look at father's mother. See, because the left curve deviation gets into our need for male parent approval. And a right curve deviation gets into our need for female parent approval. And then we look at the driven, you know, so you got to look at it in different ways. But by bringing in left or right curve, that will begin to give us clarity as to where it's coming in through the generational history.
Okay. Just to remind our listeners, if you go to chiroman.com, and it's just the way it sounds, C-H-I-R-O-M-A-N, if I could spell, that would be good. It's part of my drivenness, okay. Anyway, pushing to spell when I need to slow down. A lot of what Dr. Ward is talking about is actually on his site, and you actually can see curvatures, and he talks a little bit about the male dominant, female dominant, and things like that. So it kind of helps to be able to just totally, you're going to look like you're an expert when you start looking at all these people and go, oh my God, you're like, you've had a dominant mom or whatever. So, you know, I've actually seen Dr. Ward in action a couple of times. I've had the pleasure of being able to go and, you know, notch at other cafes with him. And he's had a couple instances where we've met people and, you know, he just kind of would point a couple of things out, you know, without really saying too much, and these people look at him like, oh my God, how does he know me? So it's just really, it's that body language on an extreme level of being able to look at somebody in the way that they're talking, not talking, or especially on a body level, and being able to see what's going on with people. One thing that I thought was really, really great that I wasn't really aware of is Dr. Ward also will do CDs of different things that he wants his patients to be able to look at. Could you talk about that a little bit, Dr. Steve, about how you will custom different kinds of programs for people that are coming in with things for helping them to move past issues?
Sure. Well, I believe audio CDs are a very good way to help people to consciously and unconsciously learn about patterns of behavior. So we customize CDs, or I customize CDs, and it really starts around our systemic analysis of studying the spine from both the standing and seated positions from the front and side, and then marking 50 measurements on the spine, and then reading each one psychologically. So that's what I'm best known for. But when people come in, a lot of people come in, and they do not necessarily have the money for a systems analysis, a set of x-rays, and they'll come in with a pain pattern. And based on a pain pattern, it will tell us what's going on psychologically in their life. And so when women come in and they have more left-sided pain than right, a lot of times they're in left spinal curvature. that would indicate that they are very strong and dominant. That would indicate that they rationalize hurt. That would also indicate that they are mentally very strong and they push through fatigue. They tend to seek approval from the male parent. And, of course, in their life, the left curve woman will most likely attract a right curve man. And so they have opposite issues. And so by understanding, one, a pain pattern, say lower back pain, that would indicate the person is taking hurt internally. Say it's left side of the back, that would indicate that the person is being hurt by a male. Right side lower back would indicate a person is being hurt by a female. If we're looking at, arm pain or leg pain, you know, the same exists. We look at left side as male-oriented issues, right side as female-oriented issues. So based on when someone comes in, they'll tell me kind of what's going on with them, and based on that, I can very quickly make a 15-minute CD that helps them to understand why they're in pain, and more importantly, what they can do to reframe their life so that they can begin to live their life through their own eyes, so to speak. Because most people that I deal with, a lot of times come in and they are asleep. They're just seeing their life through someone else's experience, and that's not what we want. We want people to really come from their own life experience and really, you know, get into a life of victory and a life of joy and love and inspiration and purpose and encouragement and validation and that type thing. So there's many different ways we can go with a CD, and I tend to get very quickly, I understand what their issue is, and then I will talk to them about it, and I will give them tools to work with to change that process within their life.
That's awesome. You know, and just to think about, Dr. Steve was sharing with me earlier today, he had a patient that he's seeing him on like a monthly basis, and the family has just been so happy. It's been an autism situation, and the young man has just really, really been able to have such a change in his life. And a part of that's due to the CD that was created, because this young man is listening to it every day. So a lot of the issues and things like that, he's really allowing himself to be releasing on a very gentle way, being able to look at this on a lot of subconscious levels, where he's slowly releasing a lot of these things, and the parents couldn't be happier. And he's actually just a more well-adjusted young man, and the quality of life, I'm sure, is just so much better for him. So I just think
I think it's important when making CDs. In that case, I made a family CD as opposed to just a CD for him, because it was a family in the process, not just a child who is struggling within his own dysfunction. And so I had to really coach the mother, you know, how to deal with him, and the father how to deal with him. And of course, that then got off into the parents' actual dynamics and what was going on within them. And like, for instance, the dad was so he came from perfection. And so no matter what his son did, he never felt enough for his dad. And so I had to talk to him about that, because the dad didn't feel perfect. He felt inadequate. So, you know, it's really important to understand that CDs can be specific to one person, or they can be made for a family dynamic. And when I'm dealing with children as a rule, I don't tend to go directly at them as much. I really tend to coach the parents and help the parents to then help their child. I think we can, if we focus intensely on the child, it may be too much for him. But in that case, what was truly interesting is he has so much rage in him, and the anger was so intense that I really had to almost allow him to destroy my office so that he could understand that it was a loving environment. And as I told him, I said, well, you know, you just go ahead and destroy my office as much as you need to, and I know you're testing love, And to me, it was a quick little thing. It only lasted about 20 minutes. But after that, he's been just amazing. And so, sometimes we need to give in to that pattern, allow them to manifest that pattern, and allow them to feel loved in that pattern. And then that will help to release them in their intensity, which is what took place in his life. So,
yeah, I was sharing
with you. We talked about a really intense case here. I mean, you know, that.
Yeah,
that
it was a very intense case.
Very intense.
Yeah, but it's one of those lessons of when you're allowed to do it, you don't want to do it anymore. I don't need to do it anymore because it's not a way that I'm going to get attention. It's a way that people are going to allow me to be who I am, and I really don't want to be like that. So I can let that go, knowing that that's really not going to serve me in the long run. So I just thought that was just very cool.
Well, and the big thing there is I never work with him with other patients because other patients would not necessarily understand that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. They're going to see him
that.
He's messing up the office, and they're going, what the heck? Okay, Dr. Ward has got some really unusual ways of taking care of his patients. Okay.
If it's a new patient, they'll think I'm crazy.
I'm going to have to do that in the future. I'm like, I need to trash it. Okay. I have an older friend that's been coming with Dr. Ward, and I just have to give him a big thank you because she's been going, how long has she been going? I think about 2 months now, something like that. It's been a couple months.
Close to that.
Yeah. And and she's in her 80s, and the situation was she was falling, and it was just feeling like she was just losing control of herself, where she was just leaning forward. You know, when we're here, we're talking about this person, the people who are driven, and she's been driven all of her life, and really, you know, it gotten to a point where she was really having a hard time controlling her body. And I think we've probably had five or six different sessions now, and she was doing that fetal position too, where she was leaning, you know, having her neck going forward, and just in a very forward motion. She's been able to put on a support collar when she's sleeping and things like that, and getting out of that fetal position when she's sleeping. I mean, we went to visit Dr. Ward today, and it was just amazing. She just her level of stability and strength and just being in this different place of just being centered within herself. It was just really wonderful to see that, and just her level of confidence within herself was just really wonderful. I do have a question. I was just thinking, we're talking about the dynamics of family with either, you know, the female or the male dominancy. Do you ever see anything happen with your clients, your patients, that the mom and dad have passed away and maybe they've made peace with that? Does that really change in their bodies?
Well, obviously, as we become clear on the origins of our patterns of behavior, they will change.
Uh-huh.
If we never become clear on them, they will not change.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just because, for instance, you know, I'm asked, is this issue an issue with my stepfather or my birth father because I was adopted? And, you know, the issue goes to the birth father. And even though they have had no experience with the birth father, they still have a genetic passing, and they're still dealing with the patterns of behavior relative to the birth parent.
Okay, because we were just kind of going back to that one case of that young man who had all that anger you were sharing earlier today, that it was almost like a fetal a consciousness that he was recognized that he wasn't related to come in the world. Everybody was talking about him and before he came into the world, and so he had an anger about that because he was a surprise to both the mom and dad and not really wanted at one. So.
Right, and to be clear, yes, that's true. He was an unplanned pregnancy, but so was his parents. So,
right.
You know, but he didn't necessarily understand that. However, when I made the CD, I made it clear to him that it wasn't, I know he's feeling this, but his parents also have felt it. And so he's not alone in that dynamic because we really need to help people understand that the fetal traumas are so real and they really impact people's lives and usually for their whole life. So we really want to help them to understand that a lot of unplanned pregnancies are taking place. Then a lot of parents who want specific genders is an issue. And then, mm-hmm. and so obviously that's a whole different set of issues when mm-hmm. we want a specific gender and we get the opposite gender. It mm-hmm. dramatically impacts the life of that person.
Right. Well, one thing you had introduced to me when I first met you was that whole concept of it's not our fault, it's not really anything we're doing, it's a generational thing, right?
Right, and that's the key, truly, to unlocking yourself from the inherited behavior. It's to recognize, again, that nothing is personal, that it is mm-hmm. all generational, and that mm-hmm. we can get clarity on it. And once we get clarity on it, we can say, oh, that's not my pattern. That's mm-hmm. so-and-so's pattern. And we can mm-hmm. begin to develop our own patterns. And so it's really, to me, that's the key element, is to understand that we take things personal when they're not, and there is generational origin to it. And mm-hmm. if we understand that, we can begin to release ourselves from that. And I think that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen unbelievable results, structural results, health results, diseases that no one's helped in the history of mankind. And yet we get in, we do make a CD. We might give them a support or two, a seat wedge, a collar, whatever. And they're living 15 years longer than children with that disease. And so, you know, the proof is in the result. And it's not something that is special that necessarily I'm doing, but I do understand patterns of behavior. I do understand how to help people to shift them. And as they shift, their life changes and they have the life that they want to create rather than, you know, a life where they're seeing their life through someone else's eyes.
Yeah, well, I think it just goes back to that whole thing of that knowledge is power. And when, you know, whether I'm talking about myself on just a general level or being able to come to a very personal level of something that's been an issue that I thought was mine, but yet it was something that was generational or even past that. I mean, you know, it could be something that was three or four generations back that just got carried from the son to the son to the son kind of thing. So, again, it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to do that kinds of stuff. So, well, we're down to our last 2 minutes because, you know, 30 minutes goes super fast.
Yeah.
So, I know. It's already been there. We got 2 minutes left here. So just to kind of remind everybody, going to chiroman.com. That's another way that you can get a hold of Dr. Stephen Ward. And it's the Ward Chiropractic Family Center at 6530 East Spring Street in Long Beach, California. And the contact number would be 562-420-8884. Again, that's 562-420-8884. And another thing that Dr. Ward has is just a wonderful product is the Power of Positive Computing. And when you go to his face page, his main page with the Chiroman, there's also a link that you can go to for the Power of Positive Computing. And actually, next year we'll probably do that. Every other week, Dr. Steve's going to be on to talk about different things. And it's got a wonderful, you can actually download different kind of screensavers. They have beautiful pictures, beautiful quotes on there. And it's all about being able to just feed something to your subconscious mind and give it the gift of you no longer have to feel driven. You can come from a place of just really enjoying that and moving into something that's very positive and forward-thinking for yourself. Instead of leaning forward, lean forward with your energy, lean forward with your smiles and your grace, and just being that sunny disposition that everybody really needs to see in the world. So thank you again, guys, and we will see you again at the cafe. And again, we will see you next week. And have a happy New Year, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Al Diaz will be on our next show. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to go ahead and be given a call, and we will see you next time at the cafe.
Take care.
Well, thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.